There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
Welcome to CKUT's community news program. This is a Tuesday edition of Off the Hour, and it is the 1st of May. My name is Stéphanie Clermont. I will be your host tonight, and Tamara is my technician. On tonight's show, we'll have special May Day programming to celebrate International Workers' Day. To kick off the broadcast, we'll go to an interview with Shelley Bird from QP's Local 2204 in Ottawa. She's one of the organizers of the May Day rally held today in Ottawa. Then we'll hear from Mustafa Henawi from the Immigrant Workers' Center. He spoke earlier today to CKUT's Aaron Lakoff about migrant justice organizing around May Day. Then Nahed Mansour speaks to CKUT from Toronto. Nahed is the director of MayWorks Toronto, a festival that will be held from May 5th to the 13th. MayWorks is a celebration of working class culture. But first up, we'll have a live update from the May Day demo going on right now in the streets of Montreal with CKUT journalist Nicole Ebert. You're listening to Off the Hour, breaking all corporate and state-created sound barriers here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. To reach Montreal's Community News Collective or to get involved, call 514-448-4041, extension 6788. We'll be right back. Welcome back to CKUT. We are now going to a live update from the May Day demo that's going on right now in downtown Montreal. So we are with CKUT journalist Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm down at Champs de Mars Metro at the bottom of downtown Montreal, right by Old Port. And there's quite a gathering here. I would say a couple thousand people. Surprisingly, mostly youth, within the age of, I'd say, 15 to 30 seems to be predominating. There's lots and lots of red being worn here, not only for the student strike, but also for communism and socialism. Marxism is the predominant color there. So things are starting to get started here.
Can you describe what has happened so far since the beginning of the demo?
There have been a couple of speakers. They do have a microphone set up, so they've been trying to kind of just gather the crowd. People are still showing up. There are, typical to any Montreal protest, there are musicians playing a rambunctious sort of tune to keep the crowd excited. The energy is really, really flowing, and there's all sorts of people here also wearing costumes. There was a group earlier walking around wearing cloud costumes. There's some gentlemen with horns and kind of like a medieval type of armory. And also, since we've been here, I've seen there's quite a, you know, police enforcement. However, most of them are on foot or bicycles. I did see the riot police assembling, but I've lost sight of them. At the moment, the vibe here is very peaceful, so hopefully it stays like that.
For those listeners who are not familiar with May Day, if there are any, can you just describe briefly what is May Day?
May Day was... Well, actually, I have someone here that might be able to give a better description. Do you feel like you can answer this? So I'm gonna allow himself to introduce him. He's part of... Well, I'll let him do the introduction here.
Perfect.
Hi, my name is Fahar. I'm actually with the International Marxist Tendency. We're a group of Marxists here in Montreal and across the world, actually. What was your question? Can you give a brief
background of what May Day represents?
Well, I mean, May Day started. It happened during the fight for the 8-hour day. And you had actually a massacre in the U.S. Where you actually had in Chicago, where you had the Haymarket martyrs who were killed during the battle for the 8-hour day. And so, ever since every May 1st, there's been a gathering of workers. It's been all across the world, and it's been repeated every year. And it's actually the only date on the calendar that you can say is truly cross-national, cross-cultural, cross-religion, and really unites everybody everywhere against the capitalist system and against exploitation.
And what made you want to come out to this demo today?
Well, for me, I come out to May Day every year, but this year is particularly important because of the huge student struggle that we've seen happening here in Quebec. You've had more than 75 days of student strike against the increase in tuitions, which is really an attack on working youth and workers who pay for their children's tuitions. It's an attack on the poor's access to universities.
And apart from representatives from your own group, have you seen or talked to people from other workers' rights groups who are present?
Yes. Well, there's plenty of groups that are here. A lot of different left-wing groups that are here. There are some Trotskyist groups. There's some Maoist groups. There's anarchists. There's all sorts of different groups that are present here. At the same time, this is only the beginning of the day's festivities. Later on, there's going to be the Union March, which is at 6:00, and their CLAS, which is the Student Union Federation that's been leading most of the strike, has made a call for all students to come out to the May Day demo that's been organized by the unions. So that should be an interesting time. It starts at 6:00, and it's going to be at 6 at the at Park Molson Park.
Okay, thank you very much to you both for talking to us, and be safe tonight at the demo.
Thanks a lot, and for any other information for our group, you can go to marxist.ca. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
There are still over 170,000 students on strike in the province of Quebec, trying to stop Shahe's tuition hikes, and they are not backing down. CKUT's news collective has been out in the streets, covering the demos to bring you voices and analysis from the student movement that you won't hear in the corporate media. Tune in to CKUT's Off the Hour, weekdays from 5 to 6 p.m., for a Red Square report, ongoing news, and in-depth commentary on the student strike. For more information or to get involved, email news@ckut.ca. If the kids are united, they would never be divided. L'association Dadamon vous invite à l'exposition Regard d'enfant sur Gaza, du 5 mai au 3 juin au Kawa Café, situé au 263 avenue Mont-Royal. Le vernissage avec musique et grignotine aura lieu le 10 mai de 18h à 22h.
Cette exposition est organisée en collaboration avec CGPMI. C'est une co-présentation avec CKUT. Pour plus d'informations, tadamon.ca.
Tadamon invites you to A Child's View from Gaza from May 5 to June 3 at Kahwa Café, 263 Mount Royal Avenue East. Vernissage with live music and snacks on May 10 from 6 to 10 p.m. This exhibition is organized in collaboration with CJPME. This is a CKUT co-presentation. More info on tadamon.ca.
Welcome back to Off the Hour here on CQUT 90.3 FM. The time is now 5:10. We now turn to an interview with Shirley Bird from the Canadian Union of Public Employees. Shirley spoke to Aaron Lakoff from Ottawa earlier today.
I'm joined on the line right now with Shirley Bird, who is a union activist with the Canadian Union of Public Employees, CUPE, Local 2204, and she's joining us today from Ottawa. Welcome to the program, Shirley.
Hi, Erin. Thank you for having me.
So you're one of the organizers of the May Day rally that's going to be happening in Ottawa for May 1st. The title of the rally is Solidarity Against Austerity. It's looking at austerity as the theme. So first, can you just start by telling us what's going to be happening in Ottawa for May 1st and some of the issues that you're going to be looking at thematically with that?
Day full of actions. The big rallying point will be a rally at noon tomorrow in front of the Prime Minister's office. And we will be rallying one contingent of the march in Confederation Park, and that will be a rallying point for the broader community, for labor activists, unions from the Ottawa area, along with many different community groups and organizations. And then we have PSAC, the Public Service Alliance of Canada, will also be rallying at the Weston and marching up to the Prime Minister's office by noon. So we'll have two contingents joining together in front of the Prime Minister's office for a rally at noon. As well, we are running teach-ins tomorrow at the St. Andrew's Church, 82 Kent Street, and we're talking about what austerity means to different groups and segments in society, and then we'll have a second workshop on how to build mass movement to resist austerity. So we see tomorrow as a starting point of bringing a broad range of groups and organizations and people together in Ottawa tomorrow and beyond to begin to build a strong and unified resistance against austerity, against cuts to public programs and services that our community relies on, cuts to jobs that our community relies on and people living in our community. So we see that it's time for us to work across our various interests, because we're all being impacted by the Harper government austerity agenda in many different ways. So we want an opportunity as a community to talk about what it means to different groups, because when you cut a program, it does mean it impacts people differently. And so we want to start a conversation here in Ottawa about what does it mean to different groups. For example, we're going to be one of the themes is going to be demanding economic equality. So we'll march in opposition to massive job cuts proposed in the provincial budget and in the federal budget, to old age security, to pensions, to health care, to child care, to affordable post-secondary education, and a living wage. We're also really we're working with anti-poverty groups here in Ottawa, who we're going to see assistance rates flatlined for this year. In Ottawa Works, Ontario Works, and in the Ontario Disability Support Program. So we're working with folks around that. We're also marching to defend Indigenous rights, because the Harper government's federal budget would undermine encroachment onto reserves of mining and oil and gas corporations. So we want to bring Aboriginal communities into a broad resistance around austerity and policies by the Harper government that will further erode Aboriginal rights and well-being. We really want to begin working with youth and students because we all are vested in having good, accessible post-secondary education. And we also want to work with environmental groups to protect the environment. So we're going to be marching with environmentalists as well. We will also be talking about the need for peace and prosperity, not war and austerity. So we're working with anti-war groups as well. So we're quite a broad coalition that has come together to work together on tomorrow's rally and the various teach-ins. We're going to have at 5:30, there's going to be a big community meal at St. Andrew's Church again. That's going to be our central gathering hall, St. Andrew's Church. That way we can get people from different sectors together to talk about what the Harper policies and austerity means to them. It's a beginning of a conversation to start working together mm-hmm. more long term.
So you mentioned a lot of the different issues that are being brought together on May Day in Ottawa. Also, from the call out taken off of the website, which is maydayottawa.ca, you've also mentioned a lot of different international events. So, of course, the Arab uprisings, the worldwide Occupy movement, and, of course, the student strike that's happening right here in Quebec. What do you see as some of the linkages between these struggles if we're looking at this from an international perspective?
Well, what we see, I mean, even though some of the attention is going on to the Harper government policies and austerity measures, we see this as a larger global fight against corporate greed, against the taking over of common spaces and common resources that should be available to all people equally. So at the international level, we know that the 2008 financial crisis was brought about by the deregulation in the financial sector, and it's time that we bring corporations back into, well, it's time that we actually deal with capitalism has gone awry, and it's not working in the interests of people around the globe. And I think that what we see happening in many different countries is the austerity that's being imposed on people, no matter where you live on this planet, is not in the best interests of healthy societies.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, we're speaking with Shelley Bird, who's an activist in Ottawa, a union activist with CUPE, the Canadian Union of Public Employees. Now, in many countries around the world, May 1st, International Workers' Day, is a day that a lot of workers get off, and they take the day off, and then they go into demonstrations in the streets. In Canada, this isn't an international holiday, and I'm curious if you could speak to why it isn't here in Canada, that workers, unfortunately, do have to go to work on May the 1st?
Well, I think that we were co-opted, you know, decades ago when governments agreed to make Labor Day in the fall, September, the first Monday of September, Labor Day, and give us a national holiday there, and we go out and we picnic, and but we are not bringing our messages and issues to the street. And so we see that we need to reclaim May Day and make it a day for working people and their allies and workers across Canada to begin to take part in political work. Instead of holding a picnic in the park on Labor Day, we need to take to the streets with messages around equality, around the rights of working people, around the needs for access to public programs and services for the majority of Canadians. And so we want to start, this is our first May Day to start building a really broad consensus around resistance to the corporate agenda of privatization and making our economy only work for the 1% instead of the 99%. So we're hoping that the May Day here in Ottawa is just the beginning of many May Days to come.
Now, your own local that you're part of, QP Local 2204, it represents childcare workers in Ottawa. And of course, we've seen in many parts of Canada, affordable access to childcare has consistently been put on the chopping block. So I'm curious if you could talk a little bit about your own local and some of the struggles that you've seen around childcare specifically in the province of Ontario.
Well, you know, I mean, I can speak specifically what we're facing, and it's really tied to what we're calling for in May Day. We have governments that are cutting back funding for public and nonprofit childcare and allowing a large childcare corporation that's trading on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So they're trading in the care and education of young children. So it's the corporatization, it's the corporate takeover of what should be seen and understood as a right for young children to access good quality public and nonprofit early learning and childcare. So for us, intimately, we are faced with increasing competition, and we are seeing Edulon Childcare Corporation moved into the province of Alberta 6 months ago and now owns 40 childcare centers. So our fear is that childcare is going to go into the marketplace where profits are paramount and the quality of care and education that children receive is incredibly undermined as profits are siphoned off for shareholders, and that the quality of the service, the quality of the education and care is lost because when the profit motive is mixed into that, it generally prevails. And so we are really involved in this struggle because we are facing imminent threat of the fragile public and nonprofit system in Canada.
So again, this is part of a special broadcast we're doing here on CKUT Radio for May Day, May 1st, 2012, International Workers' Day. We're speaking about May Day events that are going to be happening in Ottawa. Of course, a rally happening on May 1st at 12 p.m. in front of the Prime Minister's office, and before that at 11:30 a.m. at Confederation Park. So people, if they're in Ottawa, can go out to those events. But Shelley, I'm curious, what would you encourage listeners to do, either here in Montreal or in other places? What can people do for May Day who care about any of the issues that you've brought up?
But one of the things that we talked about as we were planning for May Day here in Ottawa is we are working in communities with very diverse populations, and even passing out information around what austerity means to you. We're getting community groups to pass out, like service agencies, to see it as an opportunity to to create conversations in their agencies, and we're encouraging workers to pass out information in their workplaces, to hold leafleting sessions out in front of their workplaces. We've got to get people engaged in the conversation about what is happening to public programs and services, what is happening with good, decent jobs that families and working people can rely on to support themselves. We've got to get a conversation going about the undermining of public programs and services and ultimately the undermining of democracy. And it's not until we can get people talking in their workplaces, in their homes, with their neighbors about all of this stuff that we hopefully will begin to build a strong resistance through conversations.
Again, we've been speaking with Shelley Bird, who is one of the organizers of the May Day events in Ottawa and a member of the Canadian Union of Public Employees, Local 2204 in Ottawa. Shelley, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And a happy May Day to you.
Thank you, and happy May Day to you.
Welcome back to Off the Hour. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The time is now 5:25. The Immigrant Worker Center is a resource and advocacy center in Montreal. Mustafa Hanawi, who is a worker at the Immigrant Worker Center, spoke to CKUT about the center's role in organizing for International Workers' Day and about the role of immigrants in workers' struggle.
I'm joined on the line right now with Mustafa Hanawi, who is a local Montreal activist and an organizer with the Immigrant Workers Center. We're going to be speaking to him about what the Immigrant Workers Center is planning for May Day and also kind of getting a wider take on migrant justice organizing around May Day. So first of all, welcome to the program, Mustafa.
Thank you, Aaron, for having me on the Tuesday morning after celebrating May 1st.
All right. So to begin, can you tell us a little bit about what is the IWC, the Immigrant Workers Center, which is, of course, a local migrant support center for migrant workers. Tell us about what the IWC is planning for May Day.
The Immigrant Workers Center is planning three things for this May Day. The first is that we're going to be participating today in both the anti-capitalist demonstration that's taking place at 4:30 at Champs des Mars, which is the location, actually, of the first May Day march ever in Montreal in the early 20th century. And we'll be joining up with other migrant justice groups, just Dignidad Migrante, Mexicans United for Regularization, Solidarity Cross Borders, participate in that contingent because it is extremely important to participate in something that sort of talks to the real roots of May Day, which is a system of exploitation and profit, which is always used sort of immigrants and immigrant workers historically and currently in order to carry out, in terms of the lowest work, in terms of the lowest wages, in terms of the most exploitable work conditions, and always at the forefront of not just a struggle for immigrant workers, but the entire class have always been immigrant and migrant workers. So we'll be participating in that demonstration, and also we'll be part of the larger union demonstration at 6 o'clock as well, which is at Molson Park. Yeah. And we've been organizing for the last 5 years in order to keep the spirit of May Day alive, a cultural festival called Mayworks, which celebrates sort of working class culture, immigrant workers, to celebrate their victories and their struggles. And this year, that's going to be at May 20th in Park Extension at 6 p.m.
Okay, that's great. You kind of highlighted some of the reasons why it's important to look at May Day from a migrant justice perspective, but I'd like you to elaborate on that a little bit more by talking about what are some of the specific issues that the Immigrant Workers Center is going to be bringing to the forefront this year for May Day.
I mean, I think the two large issues that we're going to be bringing forth, I mean, the one is first is sort of the issue of temporary foreign worker programs that have been skyrocketed through the conservative government as a way of creating sort of a two-tiered working class, which is nothing new historically in this country. But even if you just see recently, the statement being that it should be okay that migrant workers or foreign workers get a 15% less wages than that of average Canadian workers for the same job. So essentially now creating or solidifying the fact that these temporary foreign workers are indentured class. It wasn't that they were just sort of temporary and thus their visas were dependent on their employers anymore, but now also because they're migrants, their wages could be less. So, of course, employers are going to seek temporary foreign workers as opposed to regularized Canadian workers, and sort of that kind of apartheid or that sort of system does two things. One, it creates a massive exploitable migrant labor force, one that is vulnerable to deportation, won't seek their labor rights because of fear of deportation, less wages, less security. And then at the same time, you have Minister Kenney saying, oh, we're trying in ways to create jobs for Canadian workers and to give these jobs to Canadian workers. There's no intention to give these jobs to Canadian workers because they want cheaper labor and more flexible labor. So they're seeking these temporary foreign workers, actually. So the issue that we're going to be bringing up is that there has to be permanent residence for temporary foreign workers in order first to have some sense of equality and permanence in order for them to fight for their basic labor rights. And then second is work conditions that are just and equal. The second issue that we will be bringing up and, you know, sort of highlight is the way that work has changed. The other form of precarity that we're beginning to see more and more and more in our society is that of temporary agency workers. You know, and one example, if you look at the corporation Dollarama, which is a corporation that employs roughly around 500 workers, mainly immigrants from Africa, you know, Larry Rossi, who owns Dollarama, which has become sort of one of the top 20 richest people in Quebec at a net value of over $1 billion, you know, has been quoted as saying we have a minimum wage strategy. And a minimum wage strategy, if you run a corporation, you say you have a minimum wage strategy, essentially what you're trying to say is that I would pay them less if I could, but I can't because there's a minimum wage. And all of that has been able to be done by because you have these large agencies who sort of never allow any sense of permanence and rights to agency workers. So those are the two main issues that we will be bringing up, both in the anti-capitalist May Day as well as within sort of within the union demonstration as well, mm-hmm. that capitalism is changing and it's going back to its sort of ugliest roots. I mean, these are things that, you know, we've seen well over 100 years ago in terms of the roots of May Day. You know, when we look back at 1886 on April 25th, when one of the largest demonstrations for the 8-hour workday took place prior to May 1st, you know, it was being quoted, you know, the American government and the American state as being, well, these demonstrations are un-American, they're foreign elements. Sort of that, always a sort of attempt to use migrant workers, one as a cheap form of cheap labor, but also one sort of billed as a scapegoat in terms of, you know, in terms of any sense of subversion or any terms of movement that would actually look at building any sense social justice across the board for poor and working people. You know, when we look at the organizing around May Day, it was mainly immigrant worker organizations that were at the forefront demanding a minimum wage, demanding the weekends, our basic labor rights. And we see that sort of scaling back. You know, when we look at Canada's, you know, poor history, it was based on the exploitation of Indigenous land, the theft of that land, and who do you use to develop it, build the railways, build the mines, was migrant labor. And it's exactly what we're seeing across the board. The Northern Gateway, the tar sands, Plan North is essentially steal Indigenous land and then have migrant labor sort of exploit the land. So it's really sort of the message what we want to bring out is that actually, under this government and sort of the strategy of this government and beyond has sort of been going back to sort of actually an older form of exploitation. And sort of, so we also have to go back to the roots of May Day and to the roots of these struggles.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Mustafa Hanawi, who is a organizer with the Immigrant Workers Center here in Montreal, about migrant labor perspective on May Day. And finally, Mustafa, what are some things that listeners can do who are concerned about the issues that you're bringing up? What would you encourage people to do this May Day to be in solidarity with migrant workers?
Well, one is to join the demonstrations because it's not just about migrant workers themselves. It's about all of us. It's a kind of society. When we talk about or we hear rhetoric of having a society based on forms of equality, and individual rights and freedoms, as much as I don't like that language, you know, at the same time, we can no longer sort of turn to a blind eye in terms of the kind of immigration or migration system that we've created that essentially, it's never been about not too many immigrants. It's kind of building an immigration system where they're completely dependent on their employers, all for profit, all for exploitation. And sort of if we want good jobs for everybody and if we want a system or education for everybody, it just doesn't mean those with status or those whose migration status are permanent. It means everybody. And so if we're going to think in terms of those terms as a society or as our demands this May 1st or in those demands in terms of social justice, then that also includes migrant workers, undocumented workers, agency workers, that an injury to one is an injury to all.
All right, again, we've been speaking with Mustafa Hanawi of the Immigrant Workers Center here in Montreal. Thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Aaron, and happy May Day to all, even though it's not a holiday in this part of the world. Everybody else gets the day off in the world except us in Canada, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand.
Great, and a happy May Day to you as well.